Today on My Path, where we talk about my life, we are going to talk about someone that I met yesterday in the park. He said hello and we started to talk, but as usual, I don't talk. He was saying that he liked communicating and listening to people, but as usual, I'm listening, I'm not talking much, and he talks all the time. So he was saying that people are mostly the rich people. He was saying that the rich people, you know, they are snob and they look up and they look down on you and he doesn't like it. So he was saying, oh, me, I am accepting everybody. He was not snubbing people, you know. He didn't say that he was religious, but he was very religious because he was talking about the creator, that we are all going back to the creator. But that's not another story. So he was saying that the rich, now he doesn't care, but he's not snubbing people. But for me, the funniest thing is he has nothing against these people, but he doesn't like them. By not liking these people, he's not liking himself. So meaning that he thinks that these guys, these rich people are better than others, meaning that he's thinking that he's better than these rich people. So he's not... It's like what you put out, that's what you get back. If you say that someone snubbing because he has money and he's thinking this guy, these rich people are better than others, are thinking they are better than others. The same sentence for him, you said, I am thinking that I am better than others. Because what he said about rich people, it's saying that he is better than these rich people. Because I'm not thinking this way, where he should just... Well, that's their life. I accept that's their life and they do whatever they want to do with this life. You know, you can just tell yourself, I'm thankful and grateful about my life. I'm not doing what they are doing because for me, that's not what I will do. I will help the poor people. I will build hospital for these poor people. I don't know, just live on an island and not... running after more money, how to make more money. Just more like helping the other one instead of gathering stuff, material stuff, you know, because rich people are also mentally sick, like most of us, because we are born with negative beliefs. So the trouble they got when they were little, they're doing it with money, but most people doing it without money. So it's the same, we can say negative belief, but they use it another way, with money, and you use it without money. They think they are better than others. Look, because I have this car, I have this house, I have this clothes, so I'm better than you. But you, in another way, and look, I'm better than you because I'm not showing off with my money, because obviously you don't have money. Otherwise, you might do the same thing. Because you have another point of view, it doesn't mean you have the same negative belief and the same thing to heal. So these people are not different than the poor people. The rich and poor have the same thing to work on, but they are doing it in a different way. That's all. They are not going to criticize, or they do criticize, the poor people because, oh, they don't know how to make money. It's their own fault. But they don't know how it is hard to be poor and to get rich because we have so many obstacles, you know, at the beginning of our life. You know, you're born in a poor family, you have poor shoes, so now you are ashamed. You don't have money to go to college because it's too expensive. So what you do, you go work at Walmart and you have an apartment and it's hard for you. And when the rich people, they don't know what is to have no money and to go pee outside, you know, for a while because you don't have a house, you're homeless. They don't know that. They are just born with a maid at home. They don't know how to clean anything. But one day, if they go broke, they will never know how to live by themselves. They have to relearn from born to adulthood because they don't know anything. But on the other case, if you have a poor guy becoming rich, you know where he comes from. So he might, we can say, become like a rich and arrogant and thinking that he's better than others. And, oh, he can just, hey, I'm rich, I'm going to share my wealth with the people in my family, the people that I know where I come from, and I will help them to find a job, stuff like that. Or you never know what you're going to do. So it just depends how your belief guide you, because your belief, depending on your experience, what the experience you had before, or a poor guy or a rich guy. If you are a poor guy, you might help or you might not. You might just go to an island and live by yourself and never talk to anyone. You never know. But the rich people, they can do the same. Or they can just do, I am going to make another company to get more money and more money. Maybe he will find his happiness this way. Who knows? Nobody knows. Depending on the situation, all situations are neutral. So if the situation are all neutral, we don't have to judge anything. People do whatever they want to do. They just do that because maybe they have seen, most of the people have seen some mental problem. If everything is neutral, you don't care. This guy is doing that. This rich guy is rich. He has a very expensive car and he's showing off. Well, like, that's pretty neutral. He do whatever he wants to. I don't know what is the goal of that. Maybe just to drive from A to point B. But you can do it with any kind of car. It doesn't matter. We don't have to judge these people. Because by judging these people, you judge yourself. You judge them. Oh, they are like that. That means you're better than them. Are you sure you're better than them? Nobody is better than others. If someone struggles, help him. Help her. If you don't ask anything, don't say anything. Or you can just, hey, do you want my opinion on it? Do you want my experience on it? You can even give your experience on it. But you don't have to try to convince someone. You don't try to force them that your point of view is better than others. It's your point of view is neutral. It's working for you. It might work for others. And it might not work for others because that's not their belief. So the main thing is to stay neutral in any kind of situation. I know sometimes it's pretty challenging to do that because we have our own belief. We have just to find that first the situation is neutral and find how positive it is. Even if you don't find any kind of positivity in this situation, what you can do is this situation has no meaning. If I don't like this situation, I can just leave and find the positive in this situation can just be leaving. Be that I don't know the positive in this situation. Or I'm so thankful and grateful that I prefer not being this way because I know that can hurt some people or is not, in my opinion, not the right way to do that. So it's up to you to find a neutral response to this situation or a positive one. Because if there is a negative, there is a neutral one and a positive one. There is always three possibilities: neutral, negative, positive. So sometimes we cannot find a positive because we are in a world where it's pretty easy to find the negative on everything. But if you don't find the positive, it's like, oh, it's pretty neutral. I don't know how, but it is neutral. It's here to show me something, but maybe I will find it later. Maybe it's not right now. But the main thing is not to react to the situation. If you don't know, just leave. Doesn't matter what is said during this situation or what it was done during this situation. Just, you can just leave. And if you have to, you call the police. I don't know, depending on the situation. But also follow the rules of the reality, meaning the government. We have some rules that we technically know, even if they are not taught at school, like the laws of the rules of whatever stuff they are not taught at school, but we're supposed to know it. That's another conversation also. Just was pretty interesting, this conversation. So in conclusion, don't think that you're peaceful or neutral when you are not. Because when you judge someone because what he's doing or what he has, you're still thinking that you're better than others. Even if you think, oh, I'm not better than others. But you are. Otherwise, you will not talk about them. The rich do whatever they want. The poor do whatever they want. Because you don't have to be rich to say that I'm better than you. You can be less rich, even the same level of wellness or riches or money and saying that, oh, I'm better than you because, hey, look what I got. I got this car. I'm better than you. So it doesn't matter what you have. Just be humble. You know, I have experience in my life and this experience bring me here what I am today. And that's all. It's the past some way. Because if you're in the moment present, we should not be here with you. It should be here with you, but right now they are not. When you think about those things, you think about the past. So if you think about the past, they are here and now, but you have to look for it. Because where I was with the guy in the park, I was with the guy in the park. So what we did is just talk about his past. He didn't talk at the moment present. He was trying to feed squirrels, birds with pistachio, peanuts, and he brought some banana, granola. He wanted to, you know, be in nature with some animals that he can feed. But we didn't talk about that. Just at the end when he said, well, let's go. I'm going to feed the squirrel. We should have talked about just, hey, I am in the park. I'm just walking because I need to take some fresh air. And him, he just go to the park, wanted to feed the bird. I'm going to eat my banana. And if we want, we can talk about what we are going to do, what we call in the future. You know, I hope the squirrel is going to come. And maybe it was like, oh yes, how can we make the squirrel come? You know, that's mostly in the future. You don't know what's going to happen. Something that is here at the moment present. We don't need to talk about the rich people, except that if you have something behind your mind saying that, I'm better than them. And if you keep that, you're going to get sick. And the guy was sick. He was sick in his back. So he was supporting this belief. And supporting this belief, it's in the lower back. And that's what he got. Lower back pain, supporting this belief. Don't support something that you don't like. Support something that you like. Support feeding the squirrel, a charity. Feeding the homeless. Support something that brings you joy. So voilà. That's it for today. Thank you for listening.